ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो ध्यायद्मुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकीम्। We continue our reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 14. Chapter entitles The Forest of Enjoyment. Text number 41. I'll just read through the word for word and then we'll go for a meaning of the word for word and translations. कर्मबलिम् अवलम्ब्य तत आपद कथाचिन् नरकाद् विमुख विमुक्तः पुनरपि एवं संसारदवनि वर्तमानो नरकलोक सार्थम् उपयति एवं उपरि गतोऽपि। Karmabalim, the creeper of fruitive activities, avalambya, taking shelter of, tata, from that, apadha, dangerous or miserable condition, kathanchit, somehow or other, narakat, from the hellish condition of life, vimukta, being freed, punapi, again, evam, in this way, samsara abadvani, on the path of material existence, vartamanaha, existing, naralokasa artham, the field of self-interest material activities, upayati, he enters, evam, thus, upari, above, in the higher planetary system, gata api, although promoted. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation: when the conditioned soul accepts the shelter of the creeper of fruitive activities, he may be elevated to the pious activities to the higher planetary system, and thus again, thus gain liberation from hellish condition. But unfortunately, he cannot remain there. After reaping the results of the pious activities, he has to return to the lower planetary system. In this way, he perpetually goes up and comes down. Translation responsibly. When the conditioned soul accepts the shelter of the creeper of fruitive activity, He may be elevated by his pious activities to higher planetary systems and thus gain liberation from hellish conditions. But unfortunately, he cannot remain there. After reaping the results of pious activities, he has to return to the lower planetary systems. In this way, he perpetually goes up and up and comes down. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. In this regard, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Paya Bhakti Latavij. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, chapter 19, text number 151. Even if one wanders for millions of years from the time of creation until the time of annihilation, one cannot get free from the path of material existence unless one receives the shelter at the lotus feet of pure devotee. As a monkey takes shelter of the branches of the banyan tree and thinks he is enjoying, the conditioned soul, not knowing the real interest of life, takes shelter of the path of karmakanda, fruitive activities. Sometime he is elevated to the heavenly planets by such activities, and sometimes he again descends to earth. This is described by the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Brahmanda Brahmite. However, if by Krishna's grace one is fortunate enough to come under the shelter of the Guru, by the mercy of Krishna, he receives lessons on how to execute devotional service to the Supreme Lord. In this way, he receives a clue of how to get out of his continuous struggle up and down within the material world. Therefore, the Vedic injunction is that one should approach a spiritual master. The Vedas declare, Tad vijnanartham sa gurum eva abhigachet. Mundaka Upanishad 1.2.12. Similarly, in Bhagavad Gita 4.34, the Supreme Personality Godhead advises, Tad vidhi pranipatena Pariprasnena sevaya upadekshantite jnanam jnaninas tattva darsinaha. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master, inquire from him submissively, and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth. Srimad Bhagavatam 11.321 gives similar advice. Tasmad gurum prabaddeta jigyasu shreyam uttamam sabde pare cha nisnatam brahmani upasa masrayam. Any person who is seriously desired to achieve the real happiness must seek out a bona fide spiritual master and take shelter of him by initiation. The qualification of the spiritual master is that he must have a realized conclusion of the scriptures by deliberation and be able to convince others of these conclusions. Such a personalities who have taken shelter of the Supreme Godhead, leaving aside all material consideration, are to be understood as a bona fide spiritual master. Similarly, The Vishwanath Chakravarti, a great Vaishnava, also advises, Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasadaha. By the mercy of a spiritual master, one receives the mercy of Krishna. This is the same advice given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Guru Krishna Prasade Paya Bhakti Lata Bij. This is essential. One must come to Krishna consciousness, therefore must take shelter of the pure devotees. Thus, one can become free from clutches of matter. Om Agyanatimirantasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militan Mena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhamitamsa He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tatva Kanchane Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Kuruti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Grim Yat Kripa Tamaham Bande Sri Gurum Dinatarinam. Hare Krishna. So we're continuing our wonderful narration, the teachings of Maharaj Jad Bharat. So we're coming close to end. So this is now this is verse 41. We have, I think, it goes up to 45 or 46. Glorious teachings, how wonderful. These teachings are in Bhagavatam, as we discussed last week, that Bhagavatam teaches jnana, the knowledge, spiritual knowledge, vairagya, and bhakti. So this is the section we are kind of more elaborately getting into, like a vairagya, how to detach oneself from material pursuits. So in this particular verse, it is emphasized from going up and down in a different body, different bodies, different planets. So, as we hear, there is a lot of great descriptions of heavenly planets or the higher realms, which are far superior, far advanced in terms of material enjoyment. So the conditioned soul has got a natural attraction to be promoted into those heavenly planets. In order to be promoted, there is a whole prescription prescribed in the Vedas, in the section of Karmakanda. You can do certain yajnas and certain activities, certain rituals, then you'll be promoted to heavenly planets. I was just searching what is described in Bhagavatam as heavenly planets. The little description. I found something, but I was... This is the description of Bhoma Swarga. There's three swargas, three heavenly planets. One is in the higher, upper. And there's Bhoma Swarga, which is in the same similar realm as the us. There's a section, it's called Bhoma Swarga. And there's also Vila Swarga, which is the swarga below us. So this is in the same canto, fifth canto, chapter 16, text 25, describes the little glimpse of what is swarga is like. What is the heavenly planets? Why are people so attracted? You know, why is there so much attractions? Huh? So it is mentioned there that the residents of that section who enjoy this is the residents of the this realm who enjoy the product of these flowing rivers. Now there was a, just before this text was a description of the river of Jambudweep that flows, and from there it comes different type of drinks and type of varieties of enjoyment, a lot of the things. So this was text before that. So it's the flowing rivers, the description of the rivers was mentioned. So they have, if they drink or if they eat the product of the river, have no wrinkles. First description. It says no wrinkles. What's the word in Sanskrit? It says Vali. No wrinkles. Palita. No gray hair. So, I mean, you can see quite a few there. So this is no gray hair, huh? Klama, fatigue. Sweda, perspiration. Durganda, bad odors because of the unclean preparation. So this is all, they don't have all these. These all, see, so they don't have gray hair, they don't have wrinkles, they have no fatigue, they don't perspire, they don't have bad odors coming out of the body. Jara, there is no untimely death, old age. Amaya, disease, no disease. Mrityum, untimely death. Sita, it's not cold as we experience right now in Melbourne. It's like, oh, it's freezing. Oh, it's coming out of... So, Sita, Ushna, there is no heat. Huh? Vaivarna, fading the luster of the body. So there's no body, doesn't fade away, doesn't get old. Huh? Upasarga, no troubles. Adaya, etc. It's just a little list. So the no hair, no gray hair, no getting older. You live for until there's no troubles, no disease. It's nice, no? Everybody always want it. So that is just a description. In the higher realm, there's much more higher. Even I heard some there. When you go there, you don't have to go through all that growing up. As soon as you're born as a 16 years old. And you live for hundreds and thousands of years, according to your pious activities, pious punya. So translation of this verse, it says, the residents of this material world who enjoy the product of these flowing rivers have no wrinkles on their bodies, and no gray hairs. They never feel fatigue, and perspiration does not give their bodies bad odor. They are not affiliated by old age, disease, or untimely death. They do not suffer from the chilly cold or scorching heat. Nor do their bodies lose their luster. They all live very happily without anxieties until death. So what's the last word? Until death. So you go to heavenly planet. So what is giving you the indication is, yes, there is end. Yeah? It's not forever. So this is what the whole topic of this verse under this sloka, Sukadeva Goswami is saying. Yes, there are enjoyment. There is a better life. However, there is end. Yes. Same thing Krishna also in Bhagavad Gita 9.21. Same thing Krishna, Lord Krishna says. Tetam bhuktva swargalokam vishalam. The swargaloka is vast, vishalam. Swargaloka. Chine punya mrityulokam vishanti. Yes? Chine means? No. End. China. China. Right? Chine. Punya. So they are there in the heavenly planets because of the pious activities they have accumulated while they were here in this world. So what happens? Chine punya mrityulokam vishanti. They will have to come back. Again, same things, the same verses. The verse is also, you know, mentioning as in the same. When they have enjoyed vast heavenly sense pleasure and the result of their pious activities are exhausted, they return to this mortal planet again, Bhagavad Gita says. Thus, those who seek the sense enjoyment by adhering to the principle of three Vedas achieve only repeated birth and death. Yes. Same again, 8.6, Krishna also again says, Abrahma bhuvana loka punar avartino arjuna. Yes. So, Abrahma bhuvana loka, you may be traveling from one planet or one body to another, one planet to another. Keep going. Then, punar avartino arjuna, you'll have to come back. Yes, you don't stay there forever. Mama pitit konteya punarjanma navidyate. Lord Krishna gives the solution. What is the solution? Sorry? Mam upetyatu konte. Yes. What's the word he used? Mam upetyatu konteya punar janma navidyate. Yes. You will not come back. You come to me, my loka. Yes, you will not have to come back. That is assurance by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. To perform a devotion service, you worship me, you will not come back to in this material world. Very simple solution. Now, Prabhupada is in a slightly different direction to the actual. I mean, it is in the same, but he goes into a how we can avoid going into this cycle, up and down, back and forth. What is it? He says, take. He quotes Mahaprabhu's verse, Brahmanda Brahmite. Same, Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Brahmanda. Brahmanda is referring to this material cosmos, universe. It's Brahmanda, like a shape of egg. Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jeev. What's Bhagyavan? Very fortunate, yes. Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. Again, what is the seed here? Is Bhakti. How does that seed is given, one living entity can obtain? Is through the mercy of Guru and Krishna. Brahmanda Bhamite Kona Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. And Prabhupada goes, as a monkey, this is in purport, as a monkey takes shelter from one branches of the branches of the banyan tree and thinks that he is enjoying the conditioned soul, not knowing the real interest in of the life, takes shelter of the path of karmakanda, the fruitive activities. Sometime he is elevated to heavenly planets by such activities, and sometime again descends to earth. This is prescribed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Brahmanda Brahmite. However, Prabhupada says in purport, if by Krishna's grace one is fortunate enough to come to the shelter of Guru, by the mercy of Krishna, he receives the lesson how to execute devotional service. So what's the role of Guru? Is to teach the disciple how to perform a devotional service. So because Prabhupada is going very elaborately in the role of a spiritual master, so we thought of maybe the rest of the class we will discuss about or topic of Guru Tattva. Guru Tattva, there is Jiva Tattva, there is Bhagavan Tattva or the Shakti Tattva, there is a lot of tattvas. Tattva means the truth or absolute truth. So of the Guru, what is Guru? Why we follow Guru? What is the directive from the Shastras? So what is the word Guru in Sanskrit means? It means heavy. Right, Prabhu? Means, so why is another translation is Guru. Gu is darkness, Ru is light. Or ignorance versus knowledge. Guru is heavy. Guru is he who can take a person from darkness to knowledge. That's Guru. So now Guru, Lord Krishna gives a directive. He says, Guru, this is in 11th canto, chapter 17, text number 27, Lord Krishna says, I manifest as a Guru. Before that, sorry. So we, every day we chant the Guru Vastakam prayers. Srila Vishnu Dasa Chakravarti Thakur, you know, says, Shakshad Haritve Nasamasa Sastre. So Guru is to be worshipped or to be considered almost in the same position as spiritual master. He should be given the same respect as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sakshad Haritvena. Samasta Sastra, that is the conclusion of the old Samasta Sastra, all the Sastras. The spiritual master to be honored as much as Supreme Lord, because he is the most confidential servitor of the Lord. That is acknowledged in all revealed scriptures and followed by all authorities. Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of a spiritual master. That is the prayer that is written by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So every day we chant, Sakshad Haritve Nasamasa Sastra Iktastathava Vetaiva Sadhi Kintu Prabhuya Priya Ivatasya Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. So, same, Lord Krishna confirmed this. This is not, Vishwanath Chakravarti is not taking out of context. It's Lord Krishna also in the 11th canto, chapter 17, 27, he says, Acharyamam Bijaniyam. Acharya Mam, he says, Mam. Acharya is in the almost in the same level as me. Know this, Na abhamatim ba mante ta. One should never disrespect. Na martyam buddha asuyeta sarva devo mayo guru. He says one should know the acharya as myself, Krishna says. This is in the 11th canto. And never disrespect him in any way. One should not envy him, thinking he is an ordinary man. He is the representative of all demigods. Sarva devo maya guru, Krishna says. That's why, generally, yes, if we are in this material world, everything is supplied by demigods. Demigods are doing a great role. We should have respect and worship them. So in that sense, we worship Guru, and that takes care of the whole lot of worshipping. Worshipping Guru is equal to worshipping all the demigods, as Krishna says. Sarva devo mayo guru. Guru is in that. He's the representative of all demigods. And he's also representative of himself, Krishna says. So the guru, the position of the guru is not... So again, Lord Krishna, this is a teaching to Uddhava. Lord Krishna is in the Uddhava Gita, 11th canto, text, chapter 3, text 21. Tasmat gurum prapadeta jigyasu srem uttamam sabde pare tu nishnatam brahmani upasam asrayam. Therefore, one must, any person who is seriously desired to real happiness must seek a spiritual master and take shelter of him by initiation. The qualification of a bona fide guru is that he has realized the conclusion of scriptures by deliberation and is able to convince others of those conclusions. Such a great personality who have taken shelter of the Supreme Godhead, leaving aside all material consideration, should be understood as a spiritual master. So what is the main point here? Is the spiritual master has got a knowledge of the scriptures, thorough knowledge of the scriptures, and he is able to give that knowledge, pass on knowledge to the disciples or the followers. So that is the qualification. The Lord Krishna says, should be understood as a bona fide spiritual master. Now, Mahaprabhu simplifies a little bit. And of course, it's the same thing, but in the simplified version in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is known. So, kiva vipra kiva nyasi sudra kena nae. Sei Krishna tattva veta sei guru hoy. If, what is the prime qualification of the spiritual master? Yes. Sei Krishna tattva vetva. He should know Krishna. Krishna tattva. What is Krishna? Who is Krishna? Doesn't matter you are a sannyasi or a Brahman, Vaishya, Shudra, doesn't matter. Can and I. One who knows Krishna, say Guru Hoy. Like he can become a spiritual master. Mahaprabhu has ordered, in fact, to become a guru. Thing he says, that applies to he was in a tour of South India. This is the conversation between I think it's Kurma Brahma, Brahman, or that Brahman who was reading Bhagavad Gita, but he didn't know how to read. I think in that conversation with that Brahmana, Mahaprabhu gives these instructions: Yare deke, tare kaho Krishna upadesh, amar agya hoya. Guru, amar agya, guru hana tara e desh. Yeah, you become a spiritual master. So what is the qualification to become a spiritual master? Is to know Krishna. If you know Krishna, then you can become a guru. Mahaprabhu says. Now let's go a little bit of... There is a different descriptions we find in the different Puranas and the other scriptures of the guru. What is the qualification? Same thing is emphasized. Same thing is again. It says one should learn, know these scriptures. That's the first qualification. The scriptures are coming from Krishna. It's Krishna's. So one should know what is in the scripture, so they can teach. This is from Bhai Purana. It says, the Acharya is one who fully understands the conclusion of revealed scriptures and those and whose behavior reflects his deep realization. He is living example for the he teaches the meaning of the scriptures both by words and deeds. So he's not just learning, he's also applying. Guru has to apply, learn and apply. And just like in Prabhupada's life, Prabhupada said, chant Hare Krishna. He himself is chanting and he's telling others to do so. That is Acharya. So scriptures are studied, and then he himself practices, and then he teaches. That is the Acharya. And if you go also in our Upadesamrita, there is first verse. What is the first verse of Upadesamrita? Vacho Vegam. Manasa Krodha Vegam. He gives to Drupa Goswami, gives the qualification of the guru. What is the urges to speak nonsense. Not that guru stops speaking. Guru has to speak, but he does not speak mundane subject matter. Vacho Vegam. Manasa Krodha Vegam. His mind is controlled. Krodha Vegam. The urges of anger. Bachan, or the words, manas, mind, jiva, the tongue, udara and upasta. Udara is what? Belly and genital. Guru, if Subha Goswami says, Etan betan yo visaheta dhira sarvam apimam prithivim sasisyat. He is qualified to make disciples. If he controls the mind, the word, the tongue, the genital, and belly, he is qualified to make disciples. That's the qualification of a guru. That is now. The guru also, we have different gurus. We have Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru, right? What else? What any other gurus? Sorry? Yes, Path, Bhartma, Pardasaka Guru, yes. Chaiti Guru. Any other gurus? So Diksha Guru, yes, the Diksha Guru, the one who gives initiation to a disciple, or formally gives the mantra, or that initiates into a sampradaya. We'll discuss that later. And then we have Shiksha Gurus, that we seek. The Shiksha Guru could be many. Diksha is one, Shiksha is many, many gurus. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Charitamrita says, the Shiksha Guru ke ta jani Krishner Swarup. This is in the Adi Leela, chapter 147, Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami says. One should know the Shiksha Guru to be Krishna himself. As Guru, Krishna has two forms, Super Soul and the best devotee. That is Shiksha Guru's like. The Chaitya Guru also is almost like in the level of same thing. Krishna Kaviraj Goswami says it's in the Shiksha Guru. This is on the same Adilila chapter 1, text 58. Since one cannot see Super Soul directly, Krishna appears as the liberated devotees. As a Shiksha Guru is none other than Krishna himself. Yes, again, Krishna, same thing. The gurus are Krishna's manifestations. May it be a Shiksha Guru, may it be a Diksha Guru. And they are... And then we have Bhartna Paradasaka Guru, as Prabhu said, is... What is Bhartna Paradasaka Guru? Or Patha Paradasaka Guru? One who introduces oneself first, sometime, you know, even just you walking, do a Harinam, you know, you just give a card to a person if he actually takes it and accepts that process. And that person is considered a guru, given almost level as a guru. That is also to be respected. Patna Pradasaka Guru. And guru must be, whose guru must be in sampradaya. Unless guru is in sampradaya, it says they're not considered as a bona fide guru. So in Padma Purana we find this the reference. It says, sampradayana bihina ye mantraste nisphala mata. If one receives a mantra from the guru who is not in sampradaya, that mantra becomes nisphala, becomes fruitless, has no... Atha kalau bhavishyanti chatvara sampradayina Sri Brahma Rudra Sanaka Vaishnava Shiti Panana chatvara ke kalau bhavya hi ukta purushottamat. This is from the Padma Purana. this is quoted by Srila Baladeva Vidyabhushan in the Premanya Ratnavali. Verse 5. Unless one is initiated by a bona fide spiritual master in the disciplic succession, the mantra he might have received is without any effect. Nisphala mata. For this reason, for Vaishnava disciplic succession inaugurated by Lakshmi Devi, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and Sanat Kumara will appear in the holy place of Jagannath Puri in Orisha and purify the entire earth during the age of Kali. This is in the Padma Purana. So who are the four sampradayas? Lakshmi, Brahma, four Kumaras, and Lord Shiva. Yeah, these are the four bona fide sampradayas given in the Padma Purana. So, again, what is the message here? That guru must be in sampradaya, bona fide sampradaya. Then any mantra or any instructions or any teachings are received from them becomes a fruitful, not nisphala, it becomes fruitful, becomes safala. Now, guru must be a Vaishnava. It's also, Padma Purana says, guru must be a Vaishnava. Satkarma nipudu vipro mantra tantra visarada. A Vaishnava guru nasyad Vaishnava shapacho guru. A Brahmana may be expert in mantra, rituals and six kinds of Brahminical activities. Patan, patan, yasan, yasan, dana, pratigraha. These are the six activities of Brahmanical. Performing the performing teaching, sacrifice, studying, teaching, etc. If he is not Vaishnava, cannot be a guru. A Vaishnava guru nasyat. Vaishnava swapacha guru. If a person is a Vaishnava, following, even he may be coming from the lower caste, such as dog eaters, swapacha. He can be a guru. He becomes a qualification of guru. I think this is what Srila Prabhupada was in the initial days, early days. There was a lot of opposition coming from like smarta brahmanas and everything. Why are you initiating these westerners into brahmanas? I think this is Prabhupada's quotes. He's these verses. Saying, no, Shastra says, now even they are coming from the dog eaters, they can become a guru. Now, this is very nice, how Lord Krishna, when he gives the instruction of the guru and the guru tattva and everything, and he compares the guru as captain of the ship. This is from the 11th canto, again, chapter 20, text 17. Lord Krishna is comparing a spiritual master as captain of the ship that you're in. A human body which awards all benefit in life is automatically obtained by the laws of nature. Although it is very rare to achieve, this human body can be compared to a perfectly constructed boat having a spiritual master as captain. What's the word in Sanskrit? It says, Guru Karnadharam Nirdeham Adi Sulabham Sudurlabham Plabham Sukalpam Guru Karnadharam Mayan Kulena Navaswa Tirnam Puman Bhavadhim Na Taret Na Atmaha. So Guru is considered as the captain of the ship. The instructions of the personality Godhead are as favorable wind. So Guru is captain. For a ship to run, it also needs a wind, a push. So what is the wind? The instruction of Shastras or Krishna or personality of Godhead. Favorable winds. Considering all these advantages, a human being who does not utilize this human life to cross ocean of material existence must be considered a killer of own self. The Sanskrit is used, Atmaha. So, again, the spiritual master is a captain, and then the instructions are the teachings of Shastras, the favorable winds. And even if the living entity, conditioned soul, does not take advantage of this, he is Atmaha. That's the Lord Krishna's. Now, we have to be also, there is a real guru, as you said, you have to come into a sampradaya, you have to be a Vaishnavas, and there is a warning given in the Purana Vakya, warning, what type of guru we should avoid. That's disqualify, or bogus guru, in other words. This is Lord Shiva conversing with the Mother Parvati. Guru Bhava Santi Sisya Bitta Paharakai. What's Bitta? Wealth. Durlava Sadguru Devi Shishya Santa Apaharaka. Many gurus take advantage of their disciples and plunder them. Bitta Paharaka says. Yes? We find these kind of gurus. They manipulate, they make disciples, and then what is their objective? Bitta Paharaka. And exploit their disciple for sex. Use them to amass or collect wealth. But Durlava Sadguru, Devi, he's saying, oh Devi, there's Durlava Sadguru, that who removes the miseries of the disciple are very rare. So one guru is Bittahare. Other one is, he takes away Santa Upahare, means he takes the miseries of. How does he do that? It's by giving them, connecting them to Krishna, by giving the instruction to perform devotional service. That's how he takes away the miseries. If a person takes those instructions, follows and performs devotional service, the miseries of this world, birth and death, is taken away. Hari Bhakti Vilas, Sanatana Goswami says, one who assumes the dress of a position of Acharya, who speaks against the conclusion of Srimad Bhagavatam and other scriptures, or performs kirtan opposed to the proper glorification of Krishna, certainly goes to countless lifetime. Goes to hell for a countless lifetime, along with the disciple and whoever else hears such a non-devotional talks and kirtan. So this is from Hari Bhakti Vilas 1.101. Yo vyakti nyaya rahitam anyaya srinoti ya taubho naraka ghoram brajeta kala akshayam. Akshaya means endless, doesn't have chaya or endless. Kalam akshayam, it goes to ghoram. So what is it? Narakam ghoram, deep in the well of the narak. Sari Bhakti Vilas. Now, Lord Krishna gives instruction to Arjuna, says, Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshintite jnanam jnanina tattvadarsina. You should have a spiritual master. When you accept a spiritual master, Krishna is asking us to do? Tadvidhi pranipatena. Pranipat means accepting a spiritual master. Pariprasnena, inquiring from a spiritual master with the submissiveness. Submissive inquiries. Pariprasnena. Then, disciple also must sevaya, serve the spiritual master. And then, in return, Guru will give you an instruction. Upadakshintite jnanam. Gyaninas tattodarsina, because he has seen the truth, he will give you that instruction. That sense. This is from the 11th canto, text chapter 3, text 22. Accepting a bona fide spiritual master as one's life and soul and worshipable deities, the disciple should learn from him the process of pure devotional service. The Supreme Personality of God, Hari, the soul of all souls, is inclined to give himself to a pure devotees. Therefore, disciple must learn from a spiritual master to serve Hari, or the Lord, without duplicity. Such a faith and favorable way, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord, being as satisfied, will offer Himself to faithful disciple. So, same things, Sandipani Muni Radhanadak from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter 80, Text 41. This indeed is a duty of a true disciple, to repay the debt of their spiritual master by offering him a pure heart. So what is the duty of a disciple? Serving a guru without any duplicity, pure heart. Vishuddha bhavena, the Sanskrit word is used, vishuddha bhavena. Their wealth and even their lives. That is the qualification of a disciple to serve guru. Disciple, also there is also mention of a disciple, the qualification of a disciple, what it should be like when you're serving Guru Maharaj, Guru. This is in the 11th Canto, Chapter 3, Text 24. To serve a spiritual master, disciples should learn cleanliness, austerity. Similar, Krishna gives you all that, I think it was in chapter 13. Cleanliness, austerity, tolerance. Saucham, cleanliness, tapa, austerity. Titiksham, tolerance. This is the from the 11th canto. Monam, silence, not talking nonsense. Swadhyaya, the study of the Vedas. Arjavam, simplicity. Brahmacharya, celibacy, ahimsa, non-violence. Samatvam, equanimity. So, what is the qualities? Cleanliness, austerity, tolerance, silence, study of the Vedic knowledge, simplicity, celibacy, non-violence, and equanimity in the face of material qualities, such as heat and cold, happiness and distress. So the qualification of disciple, again, it's just being a simple devotee. It's nothing extraordinary, right? Just being honest, clean, perform austerity. Yeah, disciples. So there's a qualification of guru, there's a qualification also for the disciple. It's not... So, again, going back to Mahaprabhu's instruction is, he wants everyone to be a guru. Correct? So we learn how a guru is in, they have to come, they have to be Vaishnava, they have to be honest, they have to know the scriptures. They doesn't matter where they come from, but as long as they are Vaishnavas, they can be a guru. Right? Even Swapacho, the word is used even from the family of dog eater. If he's a Vaishnava, if he's following the principle, yes, he can become a guru. So, what is the instruction of Mahaprabhu? Yare dekha? Tare kaha? Krishna upodesh. This is the conclusion of today's class. Yes? Everyone is qualified to become a guru, as Mahaprabhu given us. Amar agyaye hoya, tahana guru hoya, tara eites. Yes, Mahaprabhu says, you have to, because it's a need. The world is in a great need of Krishna consciousness. So every person, as Prabhupada would make little Saraswati stand up. A little 2 years old, I think 2.5 years, 2 years old, 3 years old, very young, Saraswati, Malati Mataji's daughter. So even she can become a guru, as long as she will just make her stand up and then she will say, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prabhupada said she can't see the Guru because she's telling Krishna is just. It's simple. Simple for simple. We don't have to do extraordinary in a task. Just go out there and say, you know, link them to Krishna somehow or other. You are a guru. Yara dekha tarakaha Krishna upadesh. So that is kind of conclusion that Prabhupada is bringing this this purport into, saying yes. The qualities or the guru is you give Krishna to others. Simple, but is sometimes it could be complex, but it's simple. It's not that hard. So today what we learn is let's not jump going from one planet to another. It's not fun. There is an end to it. Right? Even though you may not be, you may not have a gray hair, you may not get old, you may live long, you may healthy, you may not smell. Everything is, but end is, yes, death. This ends. So going to heavenly planet, maybe it sounds good, because you live for longer time and everything, but there is an end to it. So Bhagavatam clearly says, don't get into those cycle. Yes, you want those things? Go to spiritual world. And they are there permanently. You don't have to come back. Return back home to Krishna. So that is the gist or purport of today's verse, including translation and purport. So we'll just end here. Any questions, corrections, comments? Let's hear Mike.
It's regarding that text, interesting text in the 11th canto that you mentioned, that the Lord Krishna is instructing to, Uddhava, about worshipping a pure devotee is like a worshipping to all demigods and including himself. I was trying to connect with the importance of Guru Puja that we all do it every day here to Srila Prabhupada, and the implications of that when, for example, due to cultural background, many devotees attach to perhaps demigod worship. That benefit of doing it is just by participating, taking advantage of the Guru Puja in the temple. It's included there. And perhaps we all can be more mindful about that as well. Yes, as a comment.
Yes, you're right. Prabhupada very expertly, cleverly, has included the conclusion or the essence of all the scriptures in our morning program. Worshipping Tulsi is highly recommended, is included. Worshipping the deities is included. Yes, there is also reference to worship the demigods, but we worship in the form of a spiritual master, as Krishna says in the 11th canto, that Acharya is the representative of all the demigods. You worship Acharya, all the demigods are worshipped. Krishna is, the Acharya is also representative of Krishna, yes? So yes, you're right. The whole structure of Prabhupada's ISKCON programs, everything, and it has got all the essence of all the scriptures we meant to do. If we can follow and frost practice, that is there. So you don't have to do anything extra. You don't have to make an extra endeavor to worship, yes. Guru represents demigods, Krishna. Yeah. Any other? All right, we'll end here. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Tai Gol Premanande Hari Hari.